Okay. So Inyan Ches. The springboard into the Maimer. Kosev Agro. Okay. Also Aleph. Kosev Agro. Hinei Amalach b'chol yamtov v'chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. We all know the Gemara and Be'er. Usually on a yamtov, it's divided up between tefillah and davening and leaning and learning. On one hand, chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem, having a suda and enjoying for ourselves a meal. However, shnei zmanim yotzim hein miklal hazeh. Yom Kippur hu kulu l'Hashem. Yom Kippur we have just the davening, just the pouring out of our souls in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, complete l'Hashem. Yom Kippur hu kulu l'Hashem. Purim hu kulu l'chem. Even though, okay, it's true, we daven, but we hear Megillah. But the whole day we're involved in eating, we're involved in dancing and in music. We're having a good time for ourselves the entire day. Elish l'kusha de milsa. So on one hand, what seems like a question we have, what's going on? If the model should always be chatzil Hashem, chatzil Hashem, chatzil Hashem, what's going on here? Why do we have these two exceptions? Yom Kippur is an exception in one way, in one direction. And Purim is an exception in the other direction. El shalakush to the milsa ein kan shum yotzei min haklal. Says the Gra, because we know ki yom kippurim hu yom kippurim, and this is not a modern day Hasidish drash. This is actually even shall I get atik, very old. It's even found in the Tikkuni Zohar. This idea of a connection between Purim and Yom Kippur, Kippurim. Kilomar, there's a connection here between, now within this context, there's a connection between Purim, Kippurim, Shnehem biyachad mehavim b'inyan zeh moed achad. They're two halves of a whole, a greater unit, v'moed azeh ha'kolel, Purim v'yom Kippur, shapir miskayim bo chetzi l'Hashem v'chetzi l'chem. So together, Bill putting together, it's a one unit. Yom Kippur, the Chetzil Hashem, Purim, the Chetzil Hashem, bring the two together, there's one whole unit, Ad Kan Divrei Hagra. And here, Rav Wittner says now, Purim time, let's try to understand this on a deeper level. Nasel na lit'om t'ima kala min matko shel hadvash hazeh. Let's taste a little bit of the sweetness of this honey, of this idea of the Gra. And this is how Rav Hutner suggests that we gain a deeper understanding of this idea. Matzina v'chazal, we find a Gemara that tells us, you see footnote number 3 is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peites. You don't have the Gemara in front of you, but the Gemara there, Shabbos Daf Peites, goes through an interesting conversation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having with the others. Hashem has complaints, he has tainas on Bnei Yisrael. He looks down at Bnei Yisrael. He sees the averus that Bnei Yisrael are involved in later on, okay, in later generations, and Ki'ilu the Gemara describes the situation where Hashem goes back to the others and says, look what your kids are up to. And as then each one has their answer. So when Hashem approaches Yitzchak Avinu and says, look what your kids are doing. I'll read for you again. You don't have the Gemara in front of you. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peites Amud Beis says, Amar lo Yitzchak banecha chatuli. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Yitzchak, look, banecha chatuli. Look what your kids banecha chatuli. Amar lefanav, so first Yitzchak has a sharp answer. Amar lefanav, Ribono shel Olam, banai velo banecha. Oh, all of a sudden they're my kids and not your kids. Sure, right? It's like a husband and a wife when the kids are making trouble, right? And the wife says, "Look what your kids are doing." Oh, all of a sudden now they're my kids, right? Sure, she'akdim lefanecha nasal nishma karat lehem bni b'chori. Achshav banai vanecha. All of a sudden, it's my fault. V'od, and then Yitzchak continues the line further. V'od, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, how bad are they? Kama chatu. Well, what's the big problem? Let's put things into perspective. Yitzchak says, Kama shnosof shalada. Are you familiar with this gemara? Kama shnosof shalada. Yitzchak breaks down all of life, 70 years. How long does a person live? Again, Kama shnosof shalada, 70 shana. So first of all, take off 20 years that a person is not a bar onshin klapi shmaya for the first 20 years. Pashulu chamshin, so we're left with 50 years. Out of the 50 years, dal chofe de leilusa. Now take off another 25 years for night when the person is sleeping and he's not involved in averas. Okay, take off the pashul chaf to chafe. 25 is rounding it off. Okay, it doesn't mean, I guess I don't know if we should. We're in trouble now. Okay, I'm going to get 12 hours of sleep. So, pashul chafe. We're left with 25. Dal tarti, sorry. Again, take off 20 years. The law. Nashalayo pashul lechemshim. Dal chafei the leilusa pashul chafei. Dal tarti sari yopalga ditzluye. Take off another 12 and a half years for davening time. All the davening time together. And not just davening, but davening and other physical needs. Umechal or the Beis Hakis. I think that it just needed that every person, every Jew is involved, and so they're not involved in aver. There's a time that they're davening and they're eating and they're in the bathroom. Pashulu tarti sari upavga. We're left sachakol God. We're left with 12 and a half years. Imata sovelet kulam mutav. I think really you should be able to handle that, but if you can handle it, great. Im lav, if you say no, I'm not being mevater, I'm not giving no compromise. So even so, palga alay upalga alach. Out of the 12 and a half years of chait that's left, palga alay upalga alach. I'll take half the responsibility, says Yitzchak, but the other half is on you. What does this mean? This is what we'll explain in a second. Matzina b'chazal. Let's go back to Rav Nun's words. Matzina b'chazal ki b'shas cheshbonim alavot al odot chatei abanim tehei tanasa shel Yitzchak avinu palga alai upalga alach v'nitparesh davar ze b'dvarav shel Rav Yitzchak Blazer zatzal. Rav Yitzchak Blazer explains, what does this mean? Ki atayin hazu Rav Yitzchak mechuveneti l'mamar chachamim. Rav Yitzchak Blazer now creates linkage from this statement of Yitzchak Avinu to Hashem, Palga Alay Upalga Alach, connected to the Gemara in Brachos, L'mamar Chachamim, Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzoncha L'Elo Shesor Shabisa V'Shibun Malchios Ma'akev. What is that line? That line you do have on the sheet in front of you. That's at the top of the sheet, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yedayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara in Brachos there is describing different tefillos that different Amoraim used to add on after Shmoneh Esrei. Different kinds of requests that they used to add on. And this is the tefillah of Rabbi Alexandri. Rabbi Alexandri Basa de Matzli. And when Rabbi Alexandri finished davening Shmoneh Esrei, Omar Hochi, he added on the following. Ribon Ha'olamim Galui v'yadu alifanecha sheritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha. Master of the world, you know so clearly how much on the inside, how much we don't want anything more in this world than doing exactly what you want, living life according to your master plan, the kind of life that you had in mind when you created us. Ritzonein is nothing that we want more than. Ritzoneinu is what? It's lasas ritzoncha. Umi ma'akev, why doesn't it happen? What prevents us from actualizing what we really on the inside want? Sar shabeisa v'shibud malchios. There are two, we could summarize, we could summarize the obstacles into two avos. Sar shabeisa v'shibud malchios. What's sar shabeisa? So right after Purim, we move on quickly from Purim to Pesach. So, and a lot of the drash there refers to the Sar Shabisa, always symbolism for the Yetzer Hara. The yeast in the dough, just like the yeast is constantly working away, pounding away at the dough to get it inflated and to like an inflated ego and distracted and not be just who it really is, like even more, right? Not exactly. So that's the symbolism, the Sar Shavisa. The Sar Shavisa is the Yetzer Hara, always working away, tugging away at us. V'shibud Malchios. There are two things that prevent us from actualizing our inner want of Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzoncha. Either because of who we are as human beings. We're human beings. As the human physical side of us that has a pull towards materialism, towards the physical, towards physical pleasures. The Yetzer Hara that's pulling at us can for any different kind of temptation of pleasure that's taking us away from who we want to be. On one hand, v'shiv and malchios, all kinds of external pressures that are put on us from the outside. One is internal and one is external. One is within, pulling at us, and one is outside, making it difficult. Right? You have the shibud malchios through all the now hashreinu matov chalkeinu. So now it is in general in the world. We have to have a sense. We have to have an appreciation of Jewish history here to realize that the classical Shibud Malchios that existed for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, we don't really have too much of a taste of that right now. But the Shibud Malchios of making it difficult to keep Shabbos, making it difficult to keep Kashrus, because of all kinds of any different aspect of threats of anti-Semitism or decrees or whatever, that's classical Shibud Malchios. But there's also modern, we can call it modern day Shibud Malchios. A Shibud is something that is weighing down on us, pulling us away, an external pressure. Anyway, the external pressure weighing down on us, pulling us away from who we really want to be, and this is again within this context of Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzoncha, that external pressure from the outside world on us, outside whatever kind of outside civilization, outside culture, makes us feel uncomfortable with expressing ourselves as Jews, and therefore ends up pulling away. It's Shibud Malchios. Yehi ratzon lofanecha shetatzileinu miyadam v'nashuv lasos chukei ritzonecha v'levav shalem. The sweet, deep tefillah of Rabbi Alexandri, please, Rabbanu Shalom, is nothing more that I want in this world please let me do what I really want. I want to be a Jew. Ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha. I have these two obstacles, right? These two major forces in front of me. Sar Shavis, the Yetzer Hara on the inside, and Shibud Malchios on the outside. You hear us, please give me the willpower, give me the energy to be able to overcome this and live who I really want to be. Let's go back to the words of Rav Huttner. Again, we're on the fourth line of Gimel. The Mamre Chacham Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzoncha L'Shesor Shabeisa V'Shibud Malchios Ma'akev Kolomar. Rav Huna is now summing up that Gemara that we just saw. Kilomar, ma she'ein anu mekayimim ratzoncha, ein zeh b'nei she'ein banu haratzon lasot ratzoncha. Ela adrav, adir chefzeinu dafka lasot ratzoncha. Our strongest ratzon is to do ratzoncha. Ela she'ein lo koach l'ratzon na'agia l'idei shlita. This inner ratzon doesn't surface. And rule, but they shnei ma'akim alava machlishim et kocho. These two forces that make it weak. So she'ibisam shibun ma'achius. Shnei ha'ikun. Now, right, coming back. Remember, we started with the Gemara in Shabbos, where Yitzchok says it's half my fault and half your fault, Hashem. You see, Yitzchok Blazer brings us from the Gemara in Brachos back to that statement of Yitzchok, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, palgo alai u palgo alach. So the fact that man has this Yetzer Hara inside him, pulling him, distorting him, pulling away from what he really wants, that is inborn, that you Hashem, that's the Pagal Echa, that you Hashem put inside man. And you have to take responsibility for that, the fact that you put that inside man. Parenthesis here. V'ala ma'akev hazeh amar palgo alecha. Yitzchak says that's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ilu amoneh ha'sheni she'ashtiv shivud ma'achios. The second side, the fact that they're in the world of the Jews, there are foreign forces. There's a shilton on the outside. Again, for hundreds and hundreds of years of foreign rule, that with their decrees, with their harsh decrees on Bnei Yisrael, we weren't able to actualize our inner aspirations of closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even again, plugging into modern times, the fact that still there's a, right, the rule in the world, the ruling frame of mind, the mindset of civilization, of culture in the world, it clashes very often, clashes with Klal Yisrael. Ilu amoneh sheni of shibud machias, says Yitzchak Avinu, he takes the responsibility on himself. Ani garamti lo shekein ein shibud machias elo mekocho shel Esav. The headquarters of shibud machias is Esav. It begins with Esav, and says Yitzchak, I have to take responsibility. Esav grew up in my house. The headquarters of Shimon Machius is in my house, is Yitzchak. Ava moneha hazeh, ani omer, pal galai, ad kan divrei Rav Yitzchak Blazer. Beautiful, huh? But when not over yet, taking it now, Rav Huna takes it one step further, back to our Gra. Ve'ei meim advarim, shakasav ha-Gra. You see where Rav Huna is going with this now? For the Gra, we have the Gra of the Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Lachem split up in Yom Kippur and Purim. Hey, man, the word of Shekosav Agra. Kishnei hazmanim shal Yom Kippur v'Purim. Hey, b'sod mechtzil Hashem and mechtzil Lachem. Hayachas hazeh bein Yom Kippur v'Purim omedu b'sod shal palga alay v'palga alach. Ka'amur. Yesh kan shleimut achat bat shnei chatzayim. There's one whole unit broken into two halves. Hashleimuti, what's the whole unit? Hashleimuti, hatzaka ha'amuka, ha'uleh meitahomot ha'nefesh, the most inner, real, genuine, deep expression of the soul, aspiration of the soul. Ritzoneinu lasos ritzoncha. V'shnei ha'chatzoyin ein shnei ha'ta'anot shal sor shebi'isa v'shibun ma'achios. V'kanu makom ha'tziruv shal purim v'yom kippur. Ki chalukas shnei hazmanim halalu hi siluka cheshbon. These two points of celebration are celebrating, each one is celebrating the removal of one of these the headquarters of obstacles of Yetzer Hara and Shibun Malchus. סילוק החשבון עם שני המעקבים הללו. כי על כן יום כיפר, what is יום כיפר? יום כיפר is a day. Chazal tells us, Yom Kippur, that Satan is masked in 364 days a year. The Yetzer Hara is working, is trying to pull us away. But on Yom Kippur, we're all standing there like Malachim. We're free from Yetzer Hara. Not involved in food at all, and not any ever. I went, okay, of course, we're hungry, but how many people are like filled with that drive towards all kinds of whatever Averis they are, yeah, Shaya, plug them in. Like Yom Kippur, we're there in mass, Bahamonei, Am Yisrael, we're there, we're all little malachim. And it doesn't even take, again, not to take away from the difficulty of fasting and the difficulty of davening the whole day, but on some level it's not even the hardest thing in the world. So, it's good to dive into that. Because here, like, there's a p'china of being free from the Yetzer Hara on that day. Yom Kippur is a celebration of being, we're under the talus, dive into the Aron Kodesh, the p'china of being free from that sarsha b'iso. Yom Kippur, who bitul ha'ikav shal sarsha b'iso v'yitzahara. But Yom Kippur ein ha'isa mitchametzet. Ve'ein b'koach ha'satan l'hastin. I think mine is a few minutes of ואנו עומדים מופשטים מכל ענייניו של הגוף. We're removed, מופשט, כן? Removed from all of the aspects of the body. ואילו בפורים, the other side is the uprooting of the other, of Shibud, the uprooting of Shibud Malchios. אילו בפורים נפקע כוחו של איסוף מלשעבד. Amalek is the descendant of Esav. And in Purim we're celebrating the uprooting. Everybody tastes in Purim, it's not just the celebration of the past wars where Klal Yisrael beat Amalek. There's a celebration of that. But it's even a futuristic kind of a celebration. We're celebrating the Yoda, the Akiras Amalek. And in celebrating that, it's the celebration of the removal of Shibud Malchios. It's the removal of any kind of foreign rule over Am Yisrael, from the decrees of the foreign rule to the pressure of the foreign rule. Just the complete, the celebration, the outward celebration. It's not under the talis, inside the Aron Kodesh, inside the shul. It's out in the streets. There's no. My grandfather used to always say, "That's the Kippur." When you hear just in Yom Kippur, the words we mentioned before from Tikkuni Zohar, Yom Kippurim, Purim, Yom Kippur. This grub, it speaks about the connection. So, Hezing Otagudo, which one is? When you say something is like something else, so it sounds like Yom Kippur is like Purim. The Kilu Vakil Purim is something about Purim that's even higher. I think I used to say that the aspect of Purim being higher is like Yom Kippur. Kippurim is like this specific point that in Yom Kippur where it's contained within, as I said, under the talis, inside our siddur, inside the Aron Kodesh, inside the shul. But still, out there in that big world, wide world, the rule of evil reigns, and this Shibud, right? There's the rise out there. On Purim, there's Akiras Hara. On Purim, it's the wiping out of Amalek, that there is no end. They were celebrating the downfall of the Memshelet Zadon Bechlal in the world. Not hiding from the Memshelet Zadon, it's the end. It's an aspect also of the Chazal tell us that Lasid Lavo, that the Megillah is forever, the Purim is forever. the Yom Tov will be betalim because they're going to be shadowed by the future Geula. All of these, the Yom Tov now, are Zeh Chalitzis Mitzrayim. But after the future Geula, so the Yom Tov is going to be like a candle, as Rainis Pazal says, it's like the light of a candle after sunrise. It doesn't, but Purim is forever. Because this is, the celebration here is, again, it's the celebration of the downfall, the chal of the evil world, the Akira Sarabola. Ilu bepurim nifka kocho shaleisav milashabe, nafal pachar ayudim aleyem, vareze bitla iku vasheni sheshalshivan machias. So connecting the Yom Kippur, Purim, Kippur of the Groh, the two sides, Chesed Hashem, Chesed Lachem, to the Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, except what do? We have these two, Ma'akvim, Sar Shabbeisa, and Shibun Malchios. Yom Kippur connected the side of Sar Shabbeisa, Purim connected the side of Shibun Malchios, Yom Kippur mitkayemet atana shal palga alach. What Hashem takes care of. Umikan u'amechtes, umikan, who are mechtes shal chetzi la'Hashem. Ve'ilu bepurim mitkayemet atana shal palga alai, umikan u'amechtes shal chetzi la'Hashem. Ve'nimtza, de bepurim mistalek ha'ma'akav ha'charon ha'monea es ha'ritzoneinu la'asas ritzoncha. The final barrier, we smashed through. The final obstacle. On Yom Kippur we broke through, is breaking through the barrier, the obstacle of the Sar Shabbeisa. On Purim we're breaking through the obstacle of the Shilton Hara, the foreign rule, the Shibun Malchios, which enables us to bring to the surface and actualize that inner Ratzon. Goliv Yadua Lefanecha. And there are no more ma'aknim. There's a revelation here of what we're longing for, what's inside our heart, what we so much want to be. I was listening to a recording. Shlomo Kalbach said, yesterday, 2 days ago, he said, when I want to understand someone, I want to know who someone is, I ask them, what kind of music they listen to. Because music is not about what you have, music is what you're longing to be. It's an expression of what a person, of where a person's, what his emotions are directed towards. What are you dreaming about? Tell me what you're dreaming about. What you're longing, right? What your vision is. What your long term goals are. What's important for you? And I understand more about who you are. That's always true on some level. I'll tell you, I'm giving away a little bit of a secret of. I have a couple of rabbis in America who are interviewing. Always in an interview, you try to bring up, try to sense what a person values. Because when you understand what a person values, then you see more about who the person is. Right? That's, you see that you have an insight into, you know, when you understand what their value system is, you have an insight into their soul, who they are, where they're headed towards, what they want. Right? And so much of Purim is about revealing. It finishes off the piece. Omikan, this is like with the putting the sweetness, the extra spoon of sugar. Omikan Megillas Esther, Giloy Esther, revealing the hidden. Megillas Esther, Giloy HaHester. Again, Kolomar Nidgala HaHester. What Hester? What hidden thing? What is being revealed? Is a Giloy of what? What's the secret? What's the Hester that is being revealed on Purim? נתגלה ההסתר של הרצון הפנימי לעשות רצונך. You know which secret is being revealed out, being publicized on Purim? The secret of what a Jew wants more than anything in the world. And this is really is all elaborating on the Kima v'Kibla. So the right, the Gemara, the famous Purim Gemara that we know from the Gemara in Shabbos, the Peches, the Peites, regarding Kabbalah Satoru. That the Gemara talks about Kafa Aleim HaGigigas, we were forced at Maamar HaSinai, right, in Yisrael, we were forced, right, going from Parshas HaShavua to Purim, in Maamar HaSinai, we were forced into accepting the Torah. We had a gun to our heads. You take the Torah or you're gone. Right? So the Gemara says there's a tremendous Modor Rabba L'Raisa. We had the Klal Yisrael had the Tain of Modor Yudvarenu. Right, like a shtar modah. Right, well, you're forced into signing on the shtar. So we were forced into this transaction of acquiring the Torah. And I said, no, it's true. Yesh b'le mashal, something to that. But afal pike later on, kimu v'kibul. So Bnei Yisrael at the time of Purim, kimu v'kibul, kimu mashal kibul kfar. Then there was the Kabbalah HaTorah. Purim is the end of Kabbalah. Of Maamar HaSinai. It's the end of Kabbalah Torah. But it's not the end, it's what enables Matan Torah to kick in, because here we're saying, we're dying for it. And in Maamar HaSinai in Yisrael, it's we die if we don't accept the Torah. On Purim, it's we're dying to be Makabal Torah, we're longing for it. This is what we want more than anything else. This is who we are. This is what, we're not going to go through Yid Aleph inside, but to sum up in one line, to jump from Inyan Ches to Inyan Yid Aleph, here in a cute way, Rav Hodner is also a Kippurim juxtaposes with the two kinds of Kabbalahs of Purim and Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur we talk about Kabbalah, right, in the context of Kabbalah ala Asad. Charata, in the Tshuva process, Charata ala Over and Kabbalah ala Asad. On Purim, we talk about Kabbalah, as we just said, Kimu v'Kiblu HaYehudim. How come? This is springboard into the Maamar in Oz. How come we don't talk about all Charata ala Over on Purim? If we're talking about Kabbalah ala Asid, it's the exact opposite Malach is taking place. On Yom Kippur, we're relating to the Averis. We're saying those Averis Hashem. When I was involved in whatever, when I was playing in the mud and I was involved and I looked like I wanted, that wasn't the real me. Again, coming back to the question, who's the real me? On Yom Kippur, we're pointing Bikar as far as the process of Kaparas Avonos. Kapara is the lashon of wiping away. Achap Rapanov, when Yaakov Avinu talks about sending a present to Esav, right? He says, send the present, Achap Rapanov, Rashi says, Achap Lashon Kinuach. Kinuach is like, this happens often here around the table, right? When something spills on a plastic, if there's a plastic tablecloth, so you just, it's no problem, because you just come and wipe it away. You just wipe it away. It's not absorbed there inside the cloth. Achapra ponov, lashon kinuach, wiping away. Kapara is wiping away in the past, showing that's not me. Here it's on the other, focus is on the other side. On Purim Nachon is a Kabbalah also. But it's a Kabbalah towards the saying, all of the Tov is me. All of the, any real tefillah, that was the real me. That was me. Any real yigil, really applying myself and learning that was the real me. And this question of this is mentioned when we started learning Rav Hunter's Torah, that there was a strong kesher between a close friendship. Relationship, a Talmud Rebbe relationship between Rav Hutner and Rav Kook. When Rav Hutner lived in Chevron from 1925 to 1929, came from Slobodka, he used to he went to Yerushalayim, he used to go to Yerushalayim and learned by Rav Kook. And there's some places where you find ideas of Rav Kook type ideas being expressed. And it's interesting, here is an example of that. And there in Yidal, to pluck out one phrase, he talks about, you see the third line in those in days, regarding Yom Kippur, we're saying, the Averis were lo na'asa al yidei ha'ani shelo ha'atzmi. Rav Hutner talks about ani atzmi. Again, this, the real I. In Rav Kook's Sefer, Orot HaKodesh, there's a whole paragraph you see here on the sheet, Bakashat Ha'ani Atzmi, where Rav Kook is talking about this idea of a clarification process of the real I, of relating, and you have to understand, put it into the proper context to give it to. The reason that this is so important is because we need this focus to be able to build off of it. You know, this point of self, it's really all the terrorists on the important, the fundamental importance of self-confidence. Because if we doubt, and that's what also another p'china, the same as a side point, it's the depth of the evil, the ra of Amalek, is in the fact that they're smashing over us over the head and taking away any ounce of self-confidence. When Am Yisrael is leaving Mitzrayim, when all of our glory going towards Maimon Har Sinai, Amalek comes right then and is saying, who do you think you are? Who are you making yourself out? Who? How you dare get carried away, you holy people? What holy people? Yeah, right. Right? Reishis goyim amalek, Rashi Tevos, rega. So I just, whoa, for a moment, okay, you had a moment of glory. You had a moment of glory. So you're going to live in the moment? We'll see you in 5 minutes from now. We'll see you Shabbos, where you're going to be. We'll see you. Very nice. Very nice. We'll see you next year. What's going to be? Smashing our self-confidence. And the Kedusha, the challenge of Purim, the potential of Purim, is connecting to the Rigshei Kodesh, the feelings, the moments of the feeling of holiness, and looking at Amalek and spitting at Amalek in Amalek's face, and you're not going to dare to take away my self confidence. When we conquer Amalek, straight to Maimon Har Sinai. We have to play off and build off of this ani ha'atzmi, and bevadai. Let's try to look at the whole picture. Okay, not to. There is an idea, right? It's even a catchy phrase in America, that the road to Gehenna is paved with good intentions. Right? A lot of times you can mean well, and you can, or of course that's what. Amud Beis, right? The other side of the sheet here focuses focuses in on the legitimate position that what counts in this world, this action-defined world that we live in, this Maisa-oriented world, is, you know, forget about all the fluff, all of the thoughts in your heart, all of the rikshe, forget about the regish, all the thoughts. What counts in this world is, let's say, the bottom line. And that is, Dafka, if you could take a minute, I'll give you a minute on your own, just look at whether it's, you can read through this quickly, right? 2 minutes is enough, like, to read through this, what you see is the real you. It's a Gvald piece on emphasizing the importance of the bottom line of action here in the world that we live in. And I'll give you a few moments to read it quickly. So while you continue to read, I'll just mention that again. What you have here in this piece by Willard Galen, okay? Famous piece, What You See Is the Real You. Or Alan Wheelis. Again, this is a famous piece of how people change. Focusing in on action. And when I say bring it together, because the truth is that, some guys, it's a while since we read so much English. So to put everything together and wrap it up, Hare, one could present this as the exact opposite side, and if we were speaking about inner man beforehand and the importance of recognizing that which exists inside us, the aspirations, the longing to be close to Hashem. This, in a way, you can say this is the opposite. That's all meaningless. However, within our system, our Torah is that it's an action-defined Torah. The whole world of halacha is connected to action. You can want all you want to put on tefillin, and if you just if you just sit there, even if it's in the Beis Medrash, but you just sit there wanting to put on tefillin, so you're mevatel and aseh. And here you have the famous words all over, the famous Sefer HaChinuch of Achara Pulot Nimshachot HaLevavot. Kedan Afal Kefi Pulato. Achrei HaPulot. Achrei HaPulot Nimshachim HaLevavot. Dafka Torah emphasizes the side of action. However, we look at the whole picture, meaning there's internal, the inner man and external man. And what we're striving for is that our inner man will influence afterwards on, will translate into action. And the risk of there's a risk here. Only the English side of the sheet. The risk is that it doesn't recognize or denies the inner man, and therefore what? Therefore prevents us from capitalizing on, from being able to use it as a springboard to achieve everything that we so badly want to achieve. So if a person remains fixated and sinks only within his ratzon but doesn't translate into action, so he's in our action-defined world. Now I thought he's a loser. He's pushing low. Right? If a person wants every day, if he wants to get out of bed for davening, but he just sleeps for hours and hours late, he wants to get to Seder. But he doesn't get the Seder. He wants to make brachas, but he doesn't make brachas. He wants to stop speaking Lashon Hara, but he doesn't stop. He doesn't put into action. He doesn't stop speaking Lashon Hara. He wants to help other people. Doesn't help other people. He wants to keep Shabbos, but he keeps saying he's Machal Shabbos. He's a loser. He's not accomplishing what he wants to accomplish. And when a person to focus in, again, this as an avoda, as within the context of preparing, let's say, for preparing for Purim, just as, again, preparing for Shabbos, So preparing for Shabbos, when we have a greater appreciation for all of the ideas involved in Shabbos, that will influence our actions, and at the bottom line, what our Shabbos will look like will be different because of our focus inwardly, our inward focus. So too, when, right, when again, the big schus having a chasen, within 7 days, right? Because it's 7 days of the chasen here. So you're just coming from so much, you and your colleague, you're coming from so much preparation for building a bayis. When there's preparation for the building of a bayis, that ends up translating into bringing about a higher quality Jewish home afterwards. When there's preparation for understanding, whatever, and understanding tefillah and what's going on, and understanding the expression of the soul, then it ends up being translated afterwards, influences in the world, being expressed in the world of action, and before, what tefillah is like. So here, it's a, right, you hear it clever, right? You hear this point, there's an important point, because if we only left out, or we said, right, well, if we left out the last 10 minutes, if we only left out Amud Aleph of the sheet, well, there's a certain risk of things being left in the theoretical realm. And that's sweet and that's important, but it's not where, we don't want it to end there. We don't want it to end with good intentions or sweet and holy of holy thoughts. We want to be able to then to take it to the next level, translate it into action, to be able to actualize, to be able to capitalize, to be able on the bottom line to bring ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the mamish, and that once we spoke about the side of action, and we have to go back the other way and not to take lightly, not to overlook. Some, again, with an emphasis only on the world of action, and only the what you see on the outside, there's a risk of not tapping in to all of the potential that's there, not realizing who we are. Meaning, right, not realizing that dimension of what is at the core of. The Jewish neshama of Am Yisrael, of what we're, right? And a person or a nation that ignores who they are so there's a process here of self-clarification, of self-definition. The Kosker used to say, "Im ani ani begal sha'ata ata alani." Lo ani v'ata lo ata. Aval im ani ani v'gal sh'ani ani v'ata ata v'gal sh'ata ata. Az ani ani v'ata ata. If I, right? What? Right? This is a time where, you know, there are certain times in life that we're very busy, you know, especially, they speak about the rat race out there in the world, and we're on the run, and we're so busy we don't even have time to think about ourselves, of what we want, of where we're going. And there's sometimes in the opposite direction, where a window opens up and we have a tremendous possibility of insight into who we are and what we want, of where we're interested in going. And that's one of the tremendous gifts of Purim, is that sometimes, if a person is zocha, meaning that if a person puts in the effort and is careful and is sensitive, then there can be a tremendous window of opportunity that opens up, that gives him a great insight inwardly to see within himself what he wants, what he's longing for, what his aspirations are, and then can think afterwards of how he can go and follow through and actualize and turn that into reality. L'chaim, l'chaim.